Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we are going to have some fun today. Not that we don't have fun just about every day, but today the show is entitled Everybody Does Disney. And maybe what are these people doing should not have done, or maybe not in the arrangement they're doing, but it's all Disney and it will all be memorable music.
We're going to start out with one of my favorite CDs of all time, and it was a CD that WWFM offered as a thank you gift for people who pledged money during fundraising. The CD is called Hi-Ho Mozart, and it's favorite Disney tunes in the style of great classical composers. And we have three of them on today's program, if we can fit all three of them in. And we're going to start with the oldest piece of Disney music on today's program. It was introduced in 1933, and it's Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? And in this version, you're going to hear that music done in the style of Johann Strauss. This is the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Donald Fraser. You heard Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf in the style of Johann Strauss, and that was played by the English Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Donald Fraser, and that's from a CD called Hi-Ho Mozart.
Of all of the CDs recorded or recordings made by Barbara Cook, the Disney album is one of our favorites, and it's also one of the hardest to get. Here we have Barbara Cook singing a song from Cinderella, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. Your heartache dream that you wish.
Barbara Cook from her Disney album With a Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes.
We have another Barbara. This one has one fewer A than Barbara Cook. And it's interesting that this Barbara was born in the same year I was, although a couple of months before I was. Barbara Streisand's birthday is April 24th, and so happy birthday, Barbara. 1942, and mine was in October. And she and I have similar Disney memories. And Michael, do you remember your first encounter with Disney?
Must have been on a record. I know film-wise, it was The Jungle Book. My mother had saved up some money, and she took me to one of those long-gone now indoor theaters that had the huge screens. And I was just overwhelmed by seeing that animation so big on the screen. I still remember it very clearly.
Well, my first memory is a film that actually came out in 1942, and that was Bambi. And my mother took me to see Bambi when I was 5 or 6 years old, and I had a nervous breakdown. They killed Bambi's mother. Well, I was hysterical. They had to take me out of the theater and take me home.
Apparently you weren't alone. I've heard many people have that reaction.
Well, I got over it, and I have some very pleasant memories of Disney, as does Barbara Streisand.
I was more upset in Bambi when Thumper's voice changed. When puberty hit the bunny, I was a wreck.
Oh, well. But in her concert, and there is a 2-CD set called Barbara Streisand, The Concert. And this was a concert that she did as part of a national tour. And this was recorded live at Madison Square Garden. And she does a Disney medley. And it's 3 songs all of us Disney kids remember. Once Upon a Dream, which is from Sleeping Beauty. When You Wish Upon a Star, which is from Pinocchio. And Someday My Prince Will Come, which is from Snow White.
I usually don't talk about my private life, certainly not my love life. But there is someone that I've fallen for, hook, line, and sinker. Someone who gives me great joy, doesn't care who I am to the world, whether or not I have a good voice or what my politics are. So you don't have to speculate, it's my 5-year-old goddaughter, Kaylee. And Kaylee is here tonight. And she has introduced me to some of the most incredible movies that I have ever seen. One of them was Alice in Wonderland. You remember that, Kaylee, at Christmas time, Daddy's house? What a brilliant film. The other one was Sleeping Beauty. I mean, these are films that I had never seen before. And I remember one day she sang this to me. I know. Walked with you once upon a dream. I know you, the gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. And then I showed Kaylee Dumbo and Pinocchio, 2 movies that I loved as a child. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, too extreme. Cinderella. And I said, my favorite Disney song was from this movie. So I started to sing it. But she stopped me and said, that's not from Cinderella. That's from Snow White. Guess what? She was right. So this is for you, Kaylee. Someday my prince will come. Someday I'll find my love. And how thrilling that moment will be when the prince of my dreams comes to me.
From Barbra Streisand, The Concert, you heard a Disney medley, Once Upon a Dream, When You Wish Upon a Star, and Someday My Prince Will Come.
We'll turn to Snow White, the 1937 Disney film that really began everything for them, and the title of the Hi Ho Mozart CD. This is Hi Ho, and it's done in the style of Mozart, performing it, the Shanghai Quartet. Thank you. From Hi Ho Mozart, that was Hi Ho, done in the style of Mozart by the Shanghai Quartet.
One of the ways I was a Disney kid was by wearing a Davy Crockett outfit. I had a coonskin cap and a plastic leather jacket with fringe, and I think probably by the time I got rid of the jacket, I had chewed all the fringe off my plastic leather coat. And in honor of that event, we have the Ballad of Davy Crockett. Now, you may never have heard it done quite this way. It's going to be done by Tim Curry and the chorus. And I think Tim Curry probably was still in his Frankenfurter mode because he's far more Rocky Horror Show than Davy Crockett. But we have him anyway. Here's Tim Curry with the Ballad of Davy Crockett.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Oh, it's funky. But it has a country feel. That tower of power. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, the greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods, so's he knew every tree. Killed him a bear when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Well, somebody had to map it. Fought single-handed through many a war, till the enemy was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, David Crockett, the man who knew no fear. So romantic. Now he gets responsible. Went off to Congress and served his bill, fixing up the government and the laws as well. Took over Washington, so I heard tell. And he patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. David, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he came home, his politicking was done, and the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out a grinning to follow the sun. Wilderness, and nobody's really been there before, and just him and his gun. And I should think the odd burrow or something. Somebody to carry a few things. Probably somebody to take down the tent. Did they have Zippos then? lighting the campfire. Quite hard to find sausages in the frying pan. He also had that extraordinary hat. Remember that hat? Made out of some sort of animal. Raccoon, I think. Stripey. Sort of stripey. I remember singing this song when I was very little. Sort of stripey tail on his hat. Very, very strange look.
Tim Curry and the Chorus sang The Ballad of Davy Crockett. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
I am truly surprised, Ted, when you put this together, that you did not choose a specific song that I thought you were going to choose, and that was the theme from Spin and Marty. I thought for sure you'd find that somewhere because I know what a fan of Spin and Marty you are. Not were, are. Well, let's go to another song that caused a large number of tears and still does. This comes from Dumbo, and it's that horrible baby mine, the one that nobody can get through without crying. Jenny Oakes Baker is our violinist, and she's joined by Kurt Bester on the piano with an orchestra conducted by Bester.
Thank you.
That was Baby Mine from Dumbo, performed by Jenny Oakes Baker on the violin, with Kurt Bester at the piano, who was also leading the orchestra.
We're going now to a second selection from a CD called Disney's Music from the Park. The Tim Curry came from there, and so does this one, although I've never heard either one of these two selections in any Disney park, and I've been to the two in the United States. There is a ride called the Pirates of the Caribbean, and there is a song that they play endlessly during that ride, and it's Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. This time it's done by the Pointer Sisters. The Pointer Sisters sang Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. And no matter who does this music, Michael, it will survive.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Everybody Does Disney on the Dress Circle. Well, we have Michelle Nicastro up next, and she did a series of CDs that had many of these songs in them. This one comes from Tuneful 2, more song from the classic animated films. And here we have her version of a song from Cinderella, one of Ted's favorite songs, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, a la the Andrews Sisters.
Love, man, she got food, love, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Michelle Nicastro singing with herself, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo from Cinderella.
We now have a selection from a CD called Disney Songs the Satchmo Way. And Louis Armstrong sings 10 Disney songs on this CD, including one from one of the live-action Disney films called The One and Only Genuine Original Family Band. And I'm glad that people still remember those songs as well as the ones from the animated films. We're going to have Louis Armstrong sing The Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book, a song that was introduced by Phil Harris.
Necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, Mother Nature's recipe. Bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just bare necessities of life. So just relax, yeah, in my backyard. If you act like that, be act. You're working too hard. Don't spend your time just looking around for something you want can be found. You'll find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it. It tells you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. Come to you. Oh, yes!
From The Jungle Book, Louis Armstrong sang The Bare Necessities.
Now, we called this Everybody Does Disney because of the instrumentals that you've been hearing, and we have another one coming up. And I think we could have done Everyone Does Beauty and the Beast because Ted listened to, I believe, about 20 different versions of the theme song to Beauty and the Beast, and he was getting a little tired of it, but this is the one he settled on. Here is James Galway playing his flute with the Galway Pops Orchestra, the theme from Beauty and the Beast.
Thank you.
That was James Galway with his Pops Orchestra and Beauty and the Beast.
We're going now to Disney music in a foreign language. Disney's very smart about marketing, and most Disney films are translated into the language of the country where the film is appearing. And very often there are soundtrack recordings or even original cast recordings of the stage shows like Beauty and the Beast or Mary Poppins in foreign languages. And I believe about 15 years ago, Michael, we did an entire program of foreign language Disney.
I think we need to do that again because we have to dust off our Bianca?
Neve.
Neve e sette nanni, because that's just fun to say.
That's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, they knew
that. For those of you who don't speak Italian. But we're going to sample a selection from the French Disney album, and there were two candidates. One of them was Chanson Magique, which is Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo from Cinderella, and the one we've decided on, L'Air du Vent, which turns out to be Colors of the Wind, sung in French from Pocahontas. The singer here is Laura Main.
Pour toi, je suis l'ignorante sauvage. Tu me parles de ma différence. Je crois sans malveillance. Mais si dans ton langage, tu emploies le mot sauvage, c'est que tes yeux sont remplis de nuages. De tu crois que la terre t'appartient tout entière. Pour toi, ce n'est qu'un tapis de poussière. Moi, je sais que la pierre, l'oiseau et les fleurs ont une vie, ont un esprit et un cœur. Pour toi, l'étranger ne porte le nom d'homme que s'il te ressemble et pense à ta façon. Mais en marchant dans ses pas, tu te questionnes. Es-tu sûr au fond de toi d'avoir raison? Comprends-tu le chant d'espoir du loup qui meurt d'amour? Les pleurs du chat sauvage au petit jour? Entends-tu chanter les esprits de la montagne? Peux-tu peindre en mille couleurs l'air du vent? Peux-tu peindre en ses mystères, le bonheur ici-bas n'a pas de prix. Je suis fille des torrents sur des rivières, la loutre et le héron sont mes amis, et nous tournons tous ensemble au fil des jours dans un cercle, une ronde à l'infini. Peindre les
Laura Maine, and that's spelled M-A-Y-N-E for those of you who are interested, sang the song that was introduced by Judy Kuhn in Pocahontas. Judy sang Colors of the Wind, Laura sang L'Air de Vente.
Michael Crawford, probably best known now for Phantom of the Opera, had his own Disney album, and from that we're listening to a song from Toy Story 2, When She Loved Me.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me, through the summer and the fall, we had each other, that was all. Just she and I together, like it was meant to be. And when she was lonely, I was there to comfort her, and I knew that she loved me. So the years went by, I stayed the same, but she began to drift away. I was left. Still I waited for the day when she'd say, I will always love you. Lonely and forgotten, never thought she'd look my way. And she smiled at me and held me just like she used to do. Like she loved me when she loved me. When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. When she
That was Michael Crawford from his Disney album with When She Loved Me, a song by Randy Newman as heard in Toy Story 2.
At this point, we were going to play David Hunsinger's piano arrangement of a song called On the Front Porch, which was featured in a movie called Summer Magic and sung by Burl Ives and Haley Mills. But we've talked too much about Disney ourselves, so we're going to Debbie Shapiro's album where she does the music of Alan Menken, and much of Alan Menken is Disney music. We're going to be using a song from Aladdin, a song called One Jump Ahead. Here's Debbie Shapiro and the chorus.
One, two, one, two, three.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen. That's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke. Riff-raff, street rat, scoundrel, take that. Just a little snack, guys. Rip him open, take it back, guys. I can take a hint, gotta pay. face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu. Who? Oh, it's sad, too bad I'm with the brother. I've become a woman rising crime. I claim parents, except I haven't got them. Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes. One skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitmen. One hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block. Stop the vandal, outrage, scandal. Let's not be too hasty. Still they think I'm rather tasty. Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Otherwise we get along. Ba-da-da, ba-da.
Debbie Shapiro and the Chorus sang One Jump Ahead, a song from Aladdin, and that comes from a CD called Part of Your World. Debbie Shapiro sings Alan Menken.
And the reason we got rid of that other song was because we really wanted to get this one in, our third song from Heiho Mozart. This is a wonderful piece, once again by Alan Menken, but it's done in a fabulously fun arrangement. It's Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid, arranged in the style of Scott Joplin. It's performed by the Miller Brass Ensemble.
Thank you.
Miller Brass Band performing Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid, arranged in the style of Scott Joplin. That's it for us today. We hope you will join us next week, because with everything that's going on in the world, I decided we needed to do a program of safe and happy places, and that's what we'll be turning to from the musicals. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.